The Callanish Standing Stones Monument is a cruciform shaped stone circle with a central tall stone. It also includes a chambered cairn and rows and avenues of standing stones. It is located near the village of Callanish on the west coast of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides in Scotland. The stone circle and its central stone was erected first around 2900 BC. It's thought that the chambered cairn was added around 500 years later, and it's guessed that the rows and avenues may have been added at the same time as the cairn. The central stone has an impressive height of 4.8 metres. There are plenty of theories and legends and stories which attempt to figure out what the purpose of these stones are. In Outlander, which is a very popular novel series and TV show, the female protagonist is transported back to the 18th century when she touches one of the central stones in a stone circle. The stone circle is fake, but it's said to be based on the Callanish Standing Stones. It's not known whether the local people believe that the stones would transport them through time, but it does speak to the impact of the stones. There are accounts from as early as 1680 that show that locals believe that the stones were the remains of men who had sinned and were punished by the gods by being turned into stone. The stones are sometimes referred to as the false men, possibly for this reason. Others claim in their accounts that the site was used as a heathen temple where druids worshipped. Another theory is that the site was used as an astronomical observatory. As the stone circle was created first, it is thought that it was built to mark the position of the midwinter sun, as it would have shone through a gap in a nearby hill and the sun rays would hit the central stone. 500 years later, the purpose of the stone circle changed. A cairn was built to house the dead, and avenues of stones were presumably added around the same time. It is thought that the avenues were added to focus on a special lunar phenomenon, which occurs every 18.6 years. Every 18.6 years, the moon reaches a point in its long cycle where it rises and sets in its furthest points. When the moon is setting, it appears as if the silhouette of a lying down woman is skimming along the horizon to the south. She then disappears and reappears by lighting up the center of the circle. It is thought that the local people would have walked southwards along the avenue to watch and celebrate this lunar phenomenon. Patrick Ashmore did excavations of the Callanish Standing Stones in the 70s and 80s, allowing us to date the stone circle back to 2900 BC. He discusses in his work several possible reasons for the original purpose of the Standing Stones. One idea is that standing stone circles, such as the Callanish Standing Stones, may have been constructed to establish or maintain social rank, almost like bragging rights. Another reason could have been territorial, to establish rights to the land and its resources. Within the same vein, it's possible that they were constructed to foster a sense of community and identity within the local group of people. He also mentions that they may have been used for religious uses. The Callanish Standing Stones have held up remarkably well, and there's a lot of images that you can look at and a 3D model, and you can see how they look today and that they're all very much intact.